Hello, Naked Peeps, and you are listening to The Naked Nerd. I am The Naked Nerd, JC here. How's it all going, everyone? How are you all doing? I hope that you are having a wonderful summer here in Australia. For those of you around the world, particularly in the Southern Hemisphere, for those in the North who are currently experiencing winter, I hope you are keeping warm. I know it's probably not the best time to be naked out there, but if you are able to find a way, find a way. But on with the show. So today I thought I'd talk about something very simple. And it's something as simple, and it's very, very, very simple, because it is something that everyone does regularly. Or at least I hope so. And that is taking a shower. Now, for a lot of people, taking a shower is just a simple thing. Just, you know, open the tap, get the soap out, scrub everywhere, and just let the water drip off any dirt that you might have, and also get rid of any sort of smell. But it should be a relaxing thing. It should be something that should be appreciated more, because being able to take a shower for those a couple of minutes should be a wonderful thing. It should help you to relax. It should help you to unwind. And it's something that I think a lot of us tend to take for granted, particularly where we have a life of hustling and bustling. Yes, that is a thing. But taking a shower should be something that people appreciate more, because in those few moments of taking a shower, there's something that actually happens to the body, not just in terms of it getting clean, but there's also this deep mental process that happens when you're in the shower. You tend to actually think more outside the square. And that's because the water itself, when it hits the back of your head, also tends to relax the muscles behind it. It also relaxes the brain. It also relaxes the brain, so it feels like it's able to absorb, or at least take in, more information. And I think it's something that a lot of people take for granted. Meanwhile, it is something that I personally love, because being able to take a shower and do it on my own, and to be able to use those couple of minutes to feel the water against my skin actually feels great, because you also get to spend those moments actually getting to know your body a little bit more. The scars that you might have, the moles that might be popping up, the pimples that might be developing because of sweat, the new hairs that might be growing on your body, and not just necessarily in the private parts, but also, in my case, on my arms and in my shoulders and on my chest. And this also goes for women as well, because, let's face it, hair growth is non-discriminatory. Everyone faces a bit of hair growth now and then. And it is very interesting to understand how our body is developing in terms of the things that keep popping up, especially the new wrinkles that might be popping up on your face, on your hands, and also the different shape of your body, because the shape of your body changes every single day. You might feel like that there's a little extra flab on your tummy, and that's actually fine. But it's those things you tend to notice. Now, I know for a lot of people, those little things may add up to some anxiety, but it's actually something that I personally believe gets us to understand where we've been, and at some point where we're going. I personally have used the shower to make sure that I take that time for me. And I think that's probably one of the many things that people take for granted. When you're in the shower, it's that time that you get to yourself to be able to enjoy that moment to yourself. Now, it's actually something I like, particularly because water is involved, because for me as a nudist, I love being in the water. I haven't actually had the opportunity to be in the water because of my circumstances, but I love being in the water and I love how it feels on my skin. Now, being able to be in the water makes me feel like I am able to embrace my own inner peace, to be exact, but also to be able to observe the world around me. And it's something that I hope everyone gets the opportunity to do so whenever they can. But why is this important? Why is taking the shower important? From a nudist perspective, even though it's probably one of the most opportune moments to be naked, it's also a moment to be reflective in terms of how you're going and in terms of how you want your day to be going. Now, I'm not saying that everyone has to be this observant every single day, but what I am saying is take that time to relax, take that time to just enjoy yourself. Take that time to be collective in the water. So what do you all think? Do you take the time and opportunity just to be able to relax in the shower? Now, one of the things that I like to talk about in relation to that is the fact that for people outside the nudist community, being naked in the shower is probably the only time that they get to be naked. Because of the whole stigma attached to how people should be naked. Actually, let me rephrase. How people think nudity is only something that should occur within either for hygiene purposes or for the purpose of being able to get changed, to get dressed, or in the process of getting dressed. But somehow, being naked outside the whole domain of the shower is still kind of frowned upon, even if you're in your own public space. I recently was listening to a couple of interviews. I was recently reading online about something that happened to an Australian celebrity, and I say Australian celebrity because they are very well known in Australia. So I am referring to Kate Ritchie, who played Sally on Home and Away, and it was recently revealed in an article that she is a what she refers to as a at-home nudist or naturist. But this kind of got around, and at first, a lot of people were like, you know, what she does in her own home is her business, and I don't want to hear about that. But then people started to kind of judge her on that, which I really didn't like, because that's her home. That's her the privacy of her own space, and she should be able to do whatever she feels like, especially being naked. And I feel that it's still kind of, it actually is still very much taboo. And it's something that I particularly didn't like hearing about, not necessarily because it's Kate Ritchie, but mainly because of the backlash that she had to face. But I'm actually kind of glad that the people who kind of revealed that got backlash, because I think what they were trying to do was actually promote some controversy and to get a bit of people, you know, laughing like, haha, she likes to be naked in her own home. But I say good on her. Good on her. At least she's actually living life and actually expressing herself in a very healthy way. And I say this wholeheartedly because there are a lot of people out there who express themselves in many different and unhealthy ways, including the partake of illicit substances that can actually cause you to age very rapidly. Or, I don't know, going and committing atrocities and stealing cars or whatnot. But Kate Ritchie, because she does like to get naked in her own home, suddenly it's like, you know, stop everything. I can no longer stand this travesty any further. But you get what I mean, folks. You get what I mean. Being naked should always be something that should be welcomed and not necessarily taboo. In relation to that, I was also watching a video on YouTube by this group called Jubilee. And Jubilee usually take an approach where they try and find the middle ground for any particular subject, whether it be people in the LGBTQIA plus community, whether it be of different minorities or of different political opinions. In this particular video that I watched, and hopefully I can find it for you guys and I'll put it on the description of the podcast. It talked about and actually looked at different nudists, not necessarily from the same community in terms of, you know, local community, but in terms of different people from the naturist community. And it was actually very interesting to watch because of what people had to say. And there were a lot of different questions and points being put forward. One of the questions was, should being naked be legalized? And one of the things that people talked about in relation to that was that it should be an option, not necessarily that everyone has to be naked outside. And that if people choose not to be naked, then that is fine. But at least offer that legal opportunity for people to be naked and to be able to at least have that little bit of freedom. Now, one of the major arguments that did come about was this notion that people get the wrong idea about naturism. And they do, because they believe that all naturists do is just get naked and be in the shower all day and or be in the pool all day. But that's not necessarily 100% true. I mean, I do like to be in the pool and naked when I do get the chance, but it's not all that we do. It's about being in the immersive community and being able to understand that it doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter what skin you're wearing, that we're all human and that we're all going to end up the exact same way from life to death. But this is something that I think we should have more discussion about and something that needs to be talked about more often. Now, what I would like to do, more of is to be more real and to be a little bit more revealing, not in the way that people think, not in the, you know, in the most revealing, way as possible. When I say reveal, I mean be truthful. Being truthful to my own identity. And it's actually worked out for me so far because it's made me feel less anxious about the world, but it also makes me feel less anxious about myself to be able to love myself. Now, I know we've gone through a little bit of a different tangent, but I think this all relatively connects because, one, when we do have that shower, we need to be able to connect with ourselves and be able to reaffirm with our own identity. When we go through and have that shower, we want to be able to feel at ease with ourselves. Being able to have that moment where we can say, yep, this is me. This is what I got to work with. And yes, I might have things that are a little bit uneven. I might have that extra flab, or I might not look the way that most people do, or I'm not particularly happy with the way I look, but I'm going to own the way I look. It's those sorts of conversations that we need to have with ourselves, but also share them amongst the community. But what are your thoughts, Naked Peeps? Because I would like to get some discussion happening. When you've been in the shower, have you ever had the time to reflect? And do you like to be naked as much as possible? I do feel that we need to have this discussion, and we need to be able to talk about how we should embrace our bodies, even if it is as simple as having a shower, even if it is just taking a moment to embrace ourselves. Now, before we actually finish off, I do like to talk about something that I did watch a couple of weeks ago. Now, me and my fiance, we've been trying to watch movies together for a while now. One of the things that I've been trying to avoid is watching movies on Amazon Prime, because I know that Amazon really have a very, very backwards view when it comes to paying their workers and to be able to provide safe working conditions. But there was a movie that I think everyone has heard about called Saltburn. And I've been wanting to watch it just to see what the movie was about. Now, I was told that the movie itself was going to feature a bit of nudity. Now, from watching the movie itself, from start to end, the majority of the movie was very much a thriller. And it didn't really feature as much nudity as originally thought. I think the only real bit of nudity that I really saw in the middle of the movie was when the main character and the family of the friends got naked in the middle of a field. And that was about of maybe 30 seconds. But then came the ending. Now, for those of you who haven't seen Saltburn and wish to basically get rid of any sort of spoilers, even though there might be spoilers out there, please stop listening to the show and live nude and be yourself, Naked Peeps. But for those of you who want to listen on, so after the main character of Oliver basically takes over this mansion known as Saltburn, we hear nothing for a while, and this mansion is very much empty. Then all of a sudden, you hear Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis Bextor. And there comes Oliver strutting in the nude to the song. And then he starts, well, for the lack of the term, he starts dancing around the house in nude. And, not that I wouldn't do anything like that, but because of how the movie progressed, it kind of seemed like an overall piss off to the family that owned the actual home, to be able to kind of mark his territory, so to speak. But I would definitely, if I ever had the chance to own my own home, I would do something like that. Not in terms of how the movie progressed, but the actual ending itself, like put on a song and just dance around naked, just to be able to say that this is my home, and just to be able to appreciate the things that I have in my home. And I think we should, I was about to say, I don't think we should do it in the context of the movie Saltburn. I think it should be done in a much more spirited way, just to be able to have that moment and dance around in the nude and be able to embrace our own identity. Now, in saying this, I would definitely recommend Saltburn for those who like a bit of a squeamish thriller. But for those of you who are not really into a bit of squeamish, I would say sexual themes, definitely avoid if you're a bit squeamish. But that's all I have to say for now, naked peeps. Until next week, please, or at least hopefully in the next couple weeks, please join me in another episode of The Naked Nerd. I've been your host, JC, and take care and live nude and be yourself, naked peeps.